Hi, beautiful. Now I'm just wanting to move into the sacral chakra, which is located just below the navel in your body. And this particular chakra is something I see a lot of issues with when I see clients. I'm really fascinated by the sacral. I feel like it is the home to our emotions first and foremost, and I feel like this is something that we don't focus on enough in our society. It is governed by the element of water, and the sacral is so if you think about water, you think about flow, right? And water is adaptable, and it flows, and it changes all the time. It can be calm, and it can be raging, and also dangerous, and much like our emotions. And the sacral is it's something that's super powerful about the sacral is that we need to be a, you know, it teaches us that we need to connect with our emotional self. We aren't emotional beings, and how important it is to feel, to really feel and express those emotions well. The other thing that's relevant here is that the way that we are brought up in our society is not to be too emotional. So we are told how to be emotional. Don't be angry. Don't be crazy angry, and don't get way too excited that you embarrass yourself. You need to behave acceptable in society. So what happens is there can be a build-up of emotion within us, and when that occurs, again, we have, just like I explained with the root chakra, what happens with that is we have a build-up of this emotional charge within us that also needs to be expressed and needs to be released in some way or another. So that's part of the sacral, is that we are our emotions. It's the ruler of our emotional connection to others and to ourself. It's also our center of our sexuality and our sensuality, our body as a sensual being, right? So the root was all about our body as that physical, its physical capabilities and physical survival, and our physical needs being met. Now, our sexual needs are governed within this area in the sacral, and this is where our womb is located. So as a female, but even as the male, your reproductive organs are located in the sacral. So as a woman, our womb is there, and this is our center of creation, of birth. Just as we are created to birth new life, we also created to birth new ideas and new projects. And in order to birth and to create, we must have passion and desire. And so all of this lives in our and comes from our sacral as well. We must be motivated in order to carry out these desires as well. And so all of this lives in our sacral. So it is a really important chakra in terms of I guess our vitality in life as well, our zest for life. It's such an important part there, and if we lose our, I guess, joie de vivre, our passion for life and our spark, if you like, then we become really, really demotivated. Life becomes dull. We don't really want to do anything. And it's also a recipe for sadness and deep depression, right? So, this is all to do with the sacral as well. the sexuality component is also super important because, you know, in our society, again, we have this weird relationship when it comes to sex, because we are on one side, you know, we are told that sex is shameful and that we don't talk about it too much, and especially, you know, women are told that they certainly shouldn't be having sex too much and all that sort of stuff, and there's all these societal rules around it. Don't wear skimpy clothes and all those, if you don't want to attract sex and all that sort of stuff. And but then on the other side of it, Western society really praises and exploits kind of sexuality in terms of, you know, putting sexual women up on billboards in advertising campaigns or in music videos as well and things like that. So there is this really bizarre and confusing relationship that we have with sex in our society. And one thing that sex is certainly not talked about as is the sacred and beautiful spiritual practice that it really is, you know, and we are sacred beings and our womb is so sacred, same for the male, right? Our reproductive organs are sacred. We are sacred beings, and to connect with another human at that sexual level is so powerful and has this thing, you know, in one way we have this incredible ability to also connect with higher consciousness through sex. You know, it can be a practice of connecting to that highest level as well. When the idea of orgasm, I mean, it is simply connecting at that super blissful state, right? And that is a gift. That is an absolute gift. To be able to experience something so beautiful and so sacred with another human being, and to connect with another human at that beautiful level is super sacred as well. So there is definitely a lot of confusion around that. And so a lot of us feel ashamed or guilty about our sexuality as well. The sacral is also our center of creative expression. So it is important that we have hobbies and that we honor our passions, not just as a work, as a form of work, but recreation as well is super important. And as we get older, a lot of us forget to play and to have hobbies. We forget to enjoy life and not have purpose in all of our practices and everything that we do. You know, sometimes we could just pick up a paintbrush and a piece of paper and just paint for the hell of it. But we forget to do things like that as adults. Very often, you know, I will say, ask clients, have you got a hobby or something that you like to do for recreation? And it's usually things like, oh yeah, I like to watch movies or go out with friends or socialize and things like that. But rarely do we have hobbies that we used to always do when we were children. We sort of drop those as we become adults. So it's super important that we continue practicing those as we're adults and also to have fun. Really to have fun. Life is not always about purpose and doing things for a deeper meaning. There is sometimes, you know, I love, there's a tantric belief that I learned in my tantra course, which was that we can get really obsessed with giving meaning to everything, like this happened because of this, or we have to do this because of this, but in the tantric philosophy there is this belief that isn't always true, and sometimes things just happen. And I actually really, I like that, because it allows us just to have that freedom of, well, you know, it is what it is, and just let it go. And so I think that if we take that approach into our day-to-day lives and just do things because we enjoy it, not because we need any substantial meaning or higher meaning to it either. So that's kind of the emotional, I guess, the mental and spiritual side to the sacral chakra. It is also, you know, on that physical level, obviously it governs all around. So I talked about the reproductive organs, that lower back area, also our lower intestine and things like that. So generally, you know, people have some issues around that lower area of their body. It can be to do with the sacral. Sometimes money blocks can also be situated here as well and experienced from here. And one of the other aspects of the sacral is that guilt can generally live in this area as well. So working through guilt is a big thing, and it should be. Guilt is something that truly holds us back, just like fear does, and we talked about in the root chakra. But guilt can really hold us back from enjoying life, and you know, as I said, that is an important aspect of the sacral. So guilt should definitely be worked on and released if that's something that someone is experiencing. Now, the color of the sacral tends to be orange. So this again is that color of passion and motivation and creativity, that spark. It is that beautiful warm color, that fun color, and generally we use crystals that are that orange sort of color. If you have an underactive or overactive sacral, generally that's easy to identify by the emotional self. So if you tend to be overly emotional and your emotions are out of balance, you can generally say that's an overactive sacral. And underactive can be a lack of a lot of those things that I was talking about. A lack of, you know, a libido, lack of creativity, lack of that zest for life, vitality, lack of motivation, and also you know, that lack of being able to show your emotion, being cold, not being very warm, those sorts of things, not allowing yourself to connect with others as well on that emotional level. So that is the sacral chakra, and I hope you enjoyed that. And stay tuned for next, which is the solar plexus.